Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. SmileLifeSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash, accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call, 303-289-1600. Go to rollerauction.com/sell to inquire about selling. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Good. Yesterday, from basically 6 o'clock on, was a lot of news. The Rockies' bullpen implodes. The Edmonton Oilers keep it alive. And then the passing of Willie Mays.
Yeah. Of course, news every day starts with, if you wanted to, the Rockies' bullpen imploding.
Correct.
That's pretty much any day.
Right.
But we do recognize Juneteenth today.
Yes.
And so happy Juneteenth to all out there as we get rolling on a Wednesday. Yeah, the passing of Willie Mays was large to me. The old thing of everything happens in threes with Bill Walton and Jerry West and now the great Willie Mays. And I mean the great Willie Mays. It's very much kind of, for me anyway, we've talked about this a little bit with all three guys, kind of the passing of a generation. Walton was younger than West and Willie Mays, but those were all three very large people kind of in my wheelhouse growing up as a sports fan.
Time now for the lead.
The lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
So this is the way I look at it with, as you said, passing of threes. Heaven got a pair of starters, one in center field, one in the backcourt. And while Bill Walton never did play-by-play for baseball, I'm sure he would find a way to do it. While smoking a joint with Jerry Garcia.
Yeah.
And in a tie-dye shirt.
Yep. Right.
Yep. I mean, that would be one hell of a party up there, wouldn't it?
No question about it. Yeah. You like to think about things like that. And you hope somewhere that that's happening in some shape or fashion.
You and I were having this conversation, ironically, yesterday.
Ah.
About Ted Williams and Barry Bonds. Ted Williams was your guy.
Yes.
If you had to start a team tomorrow,
ooh,
is it Ted Williams or Willie Mays?
Willie Mays.
Hmm. Because?
Played center field.
Yeah.
Was one of the best defensive players in the history of the game.
Yeah.
Still hit 600-plus home runs, which, by the way, Ted Williams would have done as well.
If it wasn't for being in a couple of wars.
Yeah, he was. He missed the better part of 5 years fighting in two wars. And not only fighting in two wars, flying missions right. In two wars.
Yeah, he wasn't a...
No.
He wasn't a guy who was, for lack of a better phrase, like some boxers were back in World War II. They would join... Joe Louis.
Right.
Joined the army. By the way, you want to talk about a country that did him wrong.
Sure.
Going after him for taxes after everything that he did for the country. But he enlisted in the army, but he was really doing exhibition bouts on base camps.
Yeah.
Ted Williams was different.
Ted Williams wasn't typing.
Bob Feller was different.
Yeah, he was. They weren't typing articles back at, back at headquarters. They were on the front lines and it's everybody did their thing in that. It was a different era. Tom Brokaw calls it the greatest generation, and I think he does it for a reason.
Right.
So, anyway, but yeah.
I mean, you watched Willie Mays play.
Yes, I did.
Unfortunately, you saw some of his worst years, because if there's one criticism of Willie Mays, it's that the greatness of his shine got dulled because he played too long.
Yeah, and that was a difference.
And that doesn't take away from how great he was as a player. I'm just guessing it was probably sad to watch his skills diminish quickly, kind of like we saw here in 2015, where suddenly, in a snap, and like a bowling ball falling off a table, we saw the very fast end to Peyton Manning's career.
Yeah.
It was sudden.
And it can be that way.
But for Willie Mays, he continued.
Yeah, even he when did.
If Manning had played another 3 years, it would have been hard to watch.
Yeah, Willie Mays.
He walked away at the right time.
Willie Mays was like 24 years in, and and he was obviously just a shadow of his former self. But the power of his game, and obviously I didn't see the catch against Vic Wertz and the Indians in the 54 right. series,
yep.
which is one of the most indelible images really in sports history. Him making that catch in deep center field, 420 some feet away from home plate, and then wheeling and throwing to defend the play on a dime is one of the most iconic images in all of sports. But he was that kind of player. He was a guy who could go get the ball in the gaps. He had a great arm. He was a great base runner, and he hit with power. Power and average. And so answering your question, if I was starting a team to build around, I would take Mays. It wouldn't be by a long shot
yep.
by any stretch.
Yep.
Because give me left-handed power that Ted Williams provided, but the totality of Willie Mays' game was
I have a serious question here, and I'm glad that we are doing the show together because you know more about his career than I do, and I'm closer to 60 than I am 50.
Right.
Why?
Well, I'm closer to 70.
I know.
Than I am 60, so I got you by 10.
I think the answer is going to be defense, the answer you're going to give me. Hank Aaron was a five-tool player, all-time home run leader, played really as many years as Willie Mays, and quite frankly, towards the end of his career, was far better than Willie Mays. And I will take this a step further, he was a batting champ as well, and he was a Gold Glover. Why is Mays so much more revered than Hank Aaron?
The same way that Mantle is. Kind of... The Mantle was the golden child. Of course, he was a switch hitting power outfielder as well. But Mays was kind of that guy. There was a romance about Willie Mays, and he played in New York.
Well, Willie Mays played in New York, but he also played in San Francisco.
He played in New York.
Okay.
He started in
Fair.
And he was playing in the boroughs in the 50s.
Okay, and you and I had talked about this. There was always this, who's the best center fielder in New York? Because really you were saying, who is the best center fielder in baseball?
Right.
Because really you could make the argument, the three best center fielders in baseball all happen to play in New York
yeah.
at the same time, Mays, Mantle, and Duke Snider.
Yep.
With that takeaway, he played in New York.
Well,
it was Mays really that much better
no.
than Hank Aaron?
No. No.
And Hank Aaron, when you talk about top five baseball players of all time, it is amazing to me that a lot of people won't even mention Hank Aaron.
He was a player that was more steady than spectacular.
Right.
Willie Mays was a spectacular player, and he was steady.
He had more here. Hank Aaron was the Nikola Jokic.
Yeah.
How's that?
Mays played with tremendous flair.
Right.
Mantle played with tremendous flair.
With a drink in his hand.
There was, but part of that right. was part of who he was,
his,
man.
His legend was all those pictures in the Copa or wherever he was drinking
right.
with Whitey Ford, and then he was on the field the next day slugging home runs.
Exactly. And
so is there a New York bias for Mays oh my God, and isn't, Mantle.
Isn't when, there still?
Yeah,
isn't
that's
there
fair.
Still a New York bias?
Yeah.
I mean, and I don't even blame them for it. I mean, I get it. You know, the sun rises on the Hudson and sets on the East River, whichever one it is.
I hear this phrase all the time, and I heard it a lot yesterday. Willie Mays is the greatest all-around baseball player of all time. I will agree to an extent, but I think we're talking about the wrong thing. Because what's your metric? Let's say, for the sake of argument, Barry Bonds never did steroids.
Right.
Okay, which he did. His numbers weren't as inflated as they are now, but he was still, I mean, he is compared to his godfather, Willie Mays, for a reason.
Right.
Okay. Who would you rather have? Shohei Ohtani, who can pitch and hit, or Barry Bonds, who's a five-tool player. And so when we talk about the greatest player of all time, it depends on what you want. If you're picking a team, are you picking Willie Mays, who's a five-tool player, or are you picking Babe Ruth, who had a 2.28 ERA, slugged 714 home runs, and, oh, by the way, hit 342?
And if you can use him, if you can use Ruth like the Dodgers or, well, the Angels used Shohei Ohtani,
right,
it would be probably a different answer, because Ruth became exclusively, when they moved to the Yankees, he never pitched again.
Right.
He was exclusively a hitter.
Boy, the Yankees were short-sighted in that. Think about how many World Series titles it cost them.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm kidding.
Absolutely. No, it's wonderful. And this is part of, to me, the magic of baseball, because of the historical ties and the fact that the game has really not changed generationally over the years, so that you can compare, if you choose to, a Bob Feller against a Roger Clemens, for instance. You can talk about power pitchers from different generations,
right,
and the game kind of still looks the same. It's not that way necessarily for other sports. You've got the advent of the three-point shot in basketball, which changed the, I mean, what would Pete Maravich look like with a three-point shot, for instance? I mean, Pete Maravich will always be remembered as kind of a good pro, but not a great pro. He was a great college player, right?
Right.
But what would he have been like with 9 or 10 extra points a game from three-point range?
Right.
Which is where he made his living at LSU without a three-point range. So, I mean, it's fun to talk about, but you're right. Henry Aaron, I think, is probably, and this is, we're going to that part of the year, maybe we'll do this sometime, the most underappreciated megastar, if there can be such a thing, in the history of sports.
Than
anyone.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron, to me, is, Stan Musial was like that too, and it's because he played in St. Louis.
Right.
Stan Musial, go look at Stan Musial. Stan Musial was one of those guys that you just like shook your head at.
Right.
He was such a great hitter.
Well, hold on a second. There's a guy who plays in her backyard who is incredibly underappreciated still, and he's won 3 MVPs. Nikola Jokic.
Oh, yeah, no question.
Nikola Jokic, not a big talker.
Yeah.
Hank Aaron,
no,
not a big talker.
You're exactly right.
There are
right.
similarities there.
I agree.
A lot of them.
No question.
Coming up after the break, the odds are out to win the NBA title next year. Celtics? Pretty big gap compared to the Nuggets. How big? And what are the odds going to look like if KCP walks out the door? What are the odds going to look like if Michael Porter Jr. gets traded? That's next.
Now my old friend, the bachelor, well, he swore he was the Oklahoma kid.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda, A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auctions can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments right now of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call today, 303-289-1600, or go to RollerAuction.com/sell to inquire about selling your stuff on consignment. In the meantime, if you want your friends to look at your truck, your 4x4, and say, oh my God, that thing is just sick, go to High Country Performance 4x4. You use the top brands to do rebuild, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and more. With the summer here now, you might want to go off-roading, camping, whatever it is. Go to their website and check out the things that they can do for you, because the pictures are really unbelievable. HCP4X4.com. HCP4x4.com. Whatever possibility you can dream, they could probably do, and they are the best in town. Go find them in Englewood. Time now for the Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health and Castle Rock in Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Okay, odds are out to win the NBA title for next season. Celtics overwhelming by most sports books, 3-1. Nuggets, second best odds, 7.5-1. What do those odds look like if KCP doesn't come back?
That's a fair question. subject to change, right?
Yep.
Probably not as good.
Hashtag analysis from Bruce Hurdle.
There you go.
Well done.
I'm thinking about KCP, though, and I think you and I both think he'll be back. And I think the reason, I think with the Nuggets, my guess.
The problem is, do they want to live in the second apron? Now they've said they are willing to do it.
Yeah, you're right. But the more I play this out in my head and have some conversation, I see a path for the Nuggets to pay KCP a similar salary from this last season through next year with an extension in place that gives him more years for less money. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
And I think that I think that's the way they want to go. I don't know if KCP is going to be into that. What is he?
Are you talking about a 4-year deal?
I'm talking about maybe a 4-year deal.
Okay.
I'm talking about longer duration, less money. What does he get on the open market? 2-year deal?
Oh no, 3.
You think he gets 3?
I don't think. I would bet on it.
Okay, then maybe it would be 4.
There's
or
absolutely no way he would. I'd be stunned if he signed a 2-year deal. It is a 3-year deal minimum
with an option.
And he will ask for a player option. I don't know if he will get it for a 4th year, a player option.
Because what was Bruce Brown's deal with Indianapolis?
He has
2 years and a player and team a team option. Mm-hmm.
But Bruce Brown isn't KCP.
No, he's not. He's younger.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think that there are
KCP has done it longer.
Yeah, he has.
Right.
Yeah, no question about it. No, I know that he's a $20 million-plus dollar player a year. I don't know for how many years, based on his age. But that's the way I think the Nuggets would like to not circumvent, but they would like to work through the next few years.
Okay, let's look right now. We'll see. Let's say, for the sake of argument, KCP comes back and maybe they add a piece, call it Gordon Hayward.
Somebody. Right.
Somebody.
Yeah.
Is the Nuggets roster really better than the Celtics? Are they really better?
Well, I mean, they didn't win the championship, and the Celtics did.
No, I
get that.
I mean, the Celtics were wire to wire, and they dominated in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. like very few teams have. However, you know, when the Phoenix Suns went to the NBA Finals, it's like throw a dart at the other team's superstar and suddenly he was hurting out for the rest of the playoffs.
Right.
The Celtics enjoyed that. However, they were still a great team in the regular season. And what did they lose? Three games. They lost three games in the playoffs. The Nuggets lost four. But, okay, let's say the Nuggets played the Celtics this year.
Well, I mean,
Nuggets beat them.
I mean, they did twice in the regular season. That doesn't mean
jack.
Well, it means something.
The regular season.
It means something. Here's to me what it may not mean anything. Well,
I can show you a ton.
Here's what it means to me.
Yes, go ahead.
Here's what it means to me. They are at least on a similar level. I wouldn't say that it makes them better.
Right.
They certainly can compete with the Boston Celtics.
Well, of course they can compete. They're the defending champs.
Right.
But when you look at the regular season, I mean, you really got to look at, is a team playing their fourth game in 5 nights? Is a team coming off a road trip? It's not apples to apples.
It's not.
I can find lots of examples where a team has been swept. Not lots, more than a few.
Well,
where a team has been swept in the regular season by one team. Then they play in the playoffs and the other team wins.
I'm not saying the Nuggets are a better team than the Celtics. Celtics have proven it, right? Yep. Here we are.
Right.
They're the ones that are going to have a parade. Celtics have proven it. But the Nuggets aren't that far away from it. I mean, they're on a similar level at the very least. And if you go through that team and look at matchups, you can make an argument for the Nuggets in a 7-game series. They would have the best player on the floor.
They would, and I'll tell you this, Jamal Murray would be shut down. Shut down. He would not be a factor when you're rolling Jaylen Brown and Derek White on him. He would be shut down.
Well,
that's it.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I mean, yeah, kinda. I just don't think, I mean.
He'd be shut down. You have two.
Indianapolis flat blew 2 games to them. The Celtics are not unbeatable.
I didn't say that.
I mean, they're just not unbeatable.
I didn't say that. What I said was you have two outstanding perimeter defenders who would be taking shots and going back and forth on Jamal Murray. When I say shut down, I don't mean 9 points and 3 assists a game. I mean, he would be rendered mildly ineffective, in which he'd be nowhere near playoff Jamal Murray. If he scored 20 points in a game, I'd be stunned. In the level of the NBA Finals, with the way Derek White plays and with the way Jaylen Brown plays. Luka Doncic was great. Jamal Murray ain't no Luka Doncic.
Oh, no, of course not.
Right.
But
so you're taking away the second best scoring option and the best play that they run, which is the pick and roll. Yeah, it'd be tough to stop Jokic.
Well, tough. I mean, I'm trying to think of who they would. I mean, you're throwing Al Horford at Nikola Jokic.
Oh, you'd have problems there too.
You'd have some real issues there.
I mean, and oh, by the way, people conveniently forget that they just won the title, and most of it was out without Porzingis.
Correct. And he is a difference maker, but he's got to be available.
I get that.
Right. So, no, I mean, you give the Celtics their due, no question about it. It's a damn shame we didn't get there this year. Win a game against San Antonio, and maybe this whole thing looks different. They didn't. Minnesota was the better team. Minnesota deserved to win. End of conversation.
This is what Michael Malone should have learned watching the playoffs, although he said he didn't watch a lot of it.
Sure.
Next year, play your bench. Play them in leverage minutes. for two reasons. One, don't wear out your starters.
Right.
But give them leverage minutes. If you're wondering why I'm saying that, knowing they'll probably lose a handful of games because of that.
Right.
Dallas was the 5 seed.
Yes.
Period. Michael Malone had the opportunity to do it this year, but like any coach, he wants to win every game. He sacrificed some things by wanting to win every game. Nothing wrong with that. You play to win the game.
Yeah, he's trying to get home court advantage.
I get that.
Right.
Dallas was the 5 seed. And they found a way to get to the NBA Finals. You got to develop that bench, even if it means sacrificing 4-5 wins.
Well, and the path is harder for any team in the West right now, because the regular season, depending on how you approach it, is more difficult.
Right.
It just is. So you got to deal with that, and you got to, and here's the thing, I know that you feel this way. Michael Malone will learn from last year. I think Michael Malone has already learned from last year. Michael Malone was the one suggesting that he overworked his guys before anyone even suggested it.
Listen, we can narrow down what happened in Game 7 very simply.
Right.
They had a huge lead, and normally when Malone takes Jokic off the floor, the tide was starting to become overwhelming with that comeback, and he had to make a decision. Do I sit him where I normally do and stay true to my rotation, or do I hope Jokic can stop this run by Minnesota? It's kind of like going on the game show. Let's make a deal. Door number one, door number two, door number three.
Right.
You know, the Amana refrigerator freezer was sitting behind door number one. Behind door number two was the car. Behind door number three was the billy goat. Unfortunately, he picked door number three. It's not to say that if Jokic sat, they would have won that game. But clearly, literally, he picked the wrong door by keeping Jokic on the floor.
Yeah. Well, the...
And oh, by the way, I don't believe for a minute, because Nikola Jokic maybe would have played 42 minutes in game 42 of the season, that suddenly would have affected him for the final game of the playoffs. Well, no, it doesn't add up that way.
And we always talk about truth serum. The ultimate truth serum from Michael Malone is how he used or didn't use his bench in the postseason. That is where the rubber met the road relative to trust in players.
Right.
There was really one player he trusted off the bench in Christian Brown. That's it.
Coming up after the break, the Edmonton Oilers have made this thing a series going back to Edmonton. You and I were talking on the phone about this yesterday. You're like, we should make this a segment. I'm like, I don't know. Well, let's make it a segment. Is Connor McDavid the greatest team sport athlete ever to have never won a championship? Ever in the history of sports. That's next.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman right now. Roller Auctions, they want you to get involved. You want to consign something? I don't know, construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, anything, give them a call, 303-289-1600. Go to rollerauction.com/sell to see how you can sell some of your stuff at Roller Auctions. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Roller Auctions. Get what you want at the price you want. Go to rollerauction.com/MHS and they'll send you notifications on their latest auctions.
Well, the Edmonton Oilers have made it a series going back to Edmonton right now. For as much as Connor McDavid, you can make the case he struggled in the opening three games with only three assists, which most guys would take. He has had 8 points over his last two games. The big gun came out firing over the last two games. And it got me to thinking,
right?
Is he the greatest team sport star to have never won a championship? If anybody wants to go down the Dan Marino road with me, I am more than happy to. Dan Marino is not a top 10 NFL player of all time. And it's not even debatable. And this is why I throw that hyperbole out there. With the NFL, now I'll ask you, Nigel, because you kind of looked at me like, dude, you're nuts. Right? A little bit. Wee bit. The point is that in baseball, hockey, and in basketball, we don't rank player by position. Quarterback, we put a tremendous emphasis on. I mean, are you honestly going to tell me that, I don't know, Dan Marino was better than Ray Lewis? He was better than Barry Sanders or Walter Payton or Jim Brown? Deion Sanders? Jerry Rice? I mean, that fills up almost your entire top 10.
Sure.
And we haven't even gotten into Joe Montana, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Lawrence Taylor. Dan Marino was an unbelievable. The thing is, we base it on quarterback. Right now, if Connor McDavid retired, he would be considered a top 10 player of all time. I don't care what the numbers say.
Yes.
And oh, by the way, his numbers are still incredible. I mean, think about this for a second. And I just happened to look at it. Bernie Nichols, great player, played for a lot of teams. Top 50 in scoring. He is 50th with 1,209 points. Connor McDavid has played in half as many games, and he's nearly at 1,000. That's where he is. The only guys I can think of that would be comparable to Connor McDavid would be Barry Sanders, Ted Williams. Who else?
It's a
short list.
It is a short list.
I mean, Ted Williams is a top 10 baseball player of all time. Barry Sanders is a top 10 football player of all time. Connor McDavid is scratching number 10, and he's played 9 seasons. Can you imagine what it's going to look like if he plays 6 more, what his numbers are going to look like?
Yeah. Overwhelming.
Yeah.
There is a long and very illustrious list of guys that fit into this category that will.
But nobody in basketball, because you refer to Charles Barkley, and Charles Barkley was great, but he didn't dominate like Connor McDavid does.
I mean, I guess the next one after Barkley in the NBA would be Elgin Baylor.
Yeah.
Elgin Baylor.
That's going way back.
That is going back, but he was in 7 finals. 7. 6 against the Celtics, and I think 1 against the Knicks.
Yep.
I don't know, but he was 0-for-7 in finals. Never won an NBA championship.
Right.
And Elgin Baylor was a 25.14 rebound guy. He was one of the greats. There's no question.
Connor McDavid, when playing at least 78 games, and he has been durable to boot, he has never had a season under 100 points.
Which is remarkable. We've marveled at Nathan MacKinnon going 100-plus for 2 years in a row.
Right.
I mean,
this guy does it.
He does
falling
it,
out of bed.
He does it. He puts his skates on and he's got 50 points.
Right. His second season in the league. Second season, 30 goals, 70 assists. Second season in the league.
I'm going even though I think you've got a great top of the list. I'm just going to throw a couple of guys out just for the fun of it.
I mean, there are arguments.
Because there are arguments.
No question.
And I'm not going to make one with this first one, even though Ernie Banks was a hell of a lot better player than people think.
I'm a Chicago guy.
512 career home runs.
Yes, and he played on crappy teams.
Yeah. Oh, just crap.
But he's not a top 10 player of all time.
Right.
Guy you throw at me, he needs to be a top 10 player in his own sport. Ted Williams is that guy. Barry Sanders is that guy. Not Barry Williams. Greg Brady was not a great
athlete. I'm
going to
give you one in baseball that I think you can make the argument is a top 10 guy.
Who?
Ty Cobb. Never won. Hold on.
Yeah.
Just let me make it. And I'm not even saying I would agree with
you
myself.
You are bringing up Ty Cobb on Juneteenth. How appropriate.
Wow. Well, yes, you bring up a good point.
Thank you. Spikes high, Ty
Although
Cobb.
Although Juneteenth, Texas.
Yeah.
Let's keep Ty Cobb where he was in Georgia.
By the way, just so you know, I put this statement out on Twitter, what I just said.
Uh-huh.
But I capped and I said over the last 80 years.
Yeah. You okay.
Because I didn't watch Walter Johnson play.
Right.
You weren't at any of his games, were you?
No, that's not funny. Ty Cobb was a 12-time batting champion, hit 400 twice.
Right.
But it was in the dead ball era of Major League Baseball.
But I'm saying last 80 years because I can't
go
back
that
far.
You're right. Everyone likes to go to the Dan Marino. Well, I would argue Jim Kelly was closer to it. Jim Kelly played in 4 Super Bowls.
No.
I
cover Jim Kelly.
Dick Butkus.
Dick Butkus, great player.
Butkus.
Yeah, he was a great player.
Come on. Yep. Now we can argue about whether he's a top 10 player of all time. I'm not going to tell him he wasn't a top 10 player of all time.
Right? Even at his age.
Yeah, that's for damn sure. Carl Malone would be the only other basketball. Yeah. But, I mean, you know. He might be top 10.
Well, wait a minute. Okay. So, let's just for fun play the game. Who would you rather have?
Okay.
Shaquille O'Neal or Karl Malone. I'm just going to name the name, and we know Karl Malone's coming next. Shaquille O'Neal. There's no comparison. Please.
Oh, there is a comparison.
Shaquille O'Neal dominated.
Yeah.
Karl Malone did not dominate. He was a great player, not dominate.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But. That one to me is not as much of a slam dunk, but I would say Shaq.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Is we are forgetting about today's players when we make these lists.
Mm-hmm.
We are forgetting about today's players because a lot of today's players belong on this list. But let's just for fun. Larry Bird or Karl Malone?
Bird, I guess, but
Magic. Wilt Chamberlain.
Wilt and Kareem, by the way.
Kareem.
Yeah.
And, who am I missing? Bill Russell. That's 5. Okay?
Yeah.
LeBron James?
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant?
Yeah.
Maybe Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Fine.
Okay, but I mean, you're at 8.
Kevin Durant? How about Nikola Jokic?
Yeah.
He's out.
Okay.
Because we're forgetting about today's players.
Yeah.
When we make these lists, we conveniently cut out, because of our age.
Yeah.
Because of our age, we conveniently cut out the last 10 to 15 years. Because nobody could be as good as the guys that we watched. Karl Malone was a great player.
Yeah,
He's been moved out. That's the thing. I'd rather have Hakeem Olajuwon than Karl Malone.
I would rather have Hakeem Olajuwon than a lot of guys.
Right.
He's Hakeem not Olajuwon. That dude, man.
With time, he has been moved out. No fault of his own. It's kind of like records. You have a record and then somebody just... Here. Where is Willie Mays on the all-time home run list? 7th, 8th, 9th?
Yeah, he'd probably be down
there
about
6th. Can you look that up, Nigel?
Probably something like that.
6th?
I think that's probably about right. He hit 600.
Okay. Just could we get some thinking music, please?
Oh my God. No.
Okay. All time home run lead. By the way, for those listening or watching, yes indeed, you know what we do? We actually look things up on the computer to make ourselves seem smarter. than everybody else.
Oh, well, there you go. Can't get any
Willie Mays is number six. He finished number three.
Yeah.
Point is, eventually you're going to wind up falling down on that list.
Yeah.
Because other players just happen to be there.
Well, yeah.
Right.
And there are other reasons for
right.
home run records, but that's okay.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
The Rockies did what the Rockies have often done this season, and an NBA head coach just got fired. We'll talk about it next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, Mile High Sports.
Jackson's back.
Man, I need a TV when I've got two racks. Hey, brother, you guess. How about
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auction's Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman. Right now, Roller Auction can turn your assets into cash. They're accepting consignments of construction and contracting equipment, tools, supplies, and more. Give them a call if you're interested in selling some of your stuff. 303-289-1600 or go to RollerAuction.com/sell to inquire about it. Time now for the final word.
The final word. Is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All righty, guys, just in case you missed it, the Rockies went into the ninth inning versus the Dodgers with a 9-4 advantage, and then all hell broke loose. Jason Hayward had a grand slam to cut the deficit, and then they took over from there and won 11-9.
The Dodgers won a home game. About 75% of the fans there were wearing blue.
Yep.
Our friend Dan Evans was at the game. 1 minute ago, he tweeted out, 75% Dodgers fans. I believe them. Look at this picture.
Yeah.
All blue.
Yeah.
All blue.
The Rockies. I can't believe that their bullpen is. Yes, I can believe it. Is this bad? And it's not like it's costing them a playoff. Okay. But what it is costing them is relevance. Because if you look at the Rockies and break them down, their starting pitching has been okay. It's been decent to okay. Their lineup is not bad. They don't hit home runs, but it's not a bad lineup. I think they're eighth in on-base percentage. Don't quote me on that, but it's better than you think. They've got some young players that are actually. Ezekiel Tovar is going to be an all-star, I think. And he probably will be an all-star because he's the Rockies' only all-star. But he could be an all-star on any other team.
That was Mountain High Appliance. That was Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it. Around July 4th, a lot of companies have sales and promotions and things like that. Mountain High Appliance has taken this to an entirely different level. They are having their July 4th luxury appliance event from June 19th through July 10th. Mm. This is what it's all about. When you buy a luxury appliance like Decor, Gen Air, Lofra, Marvel, Monogram, Signature Kitchen Suite, or Thermador, you're going to pay little to no interest if paid in full within 18 months. With a minimum purchase of under $500.
Hmm.
I mean, we talk about financing all the time and, you know, rates are really high. That is a smoking deal. And it's not just over July 4th. It is going to last for weeks at Mountain High Appliance. So if you're looking for great appliances, and you and I are familiar with that,
yep.
You have bought stuff from their clearance center. I have bought stuff from their clearance center. Scratch and ding stuff. Unbelievable. So it has a scratch on it. What you and I joke about is when it comes to a washer and dryer, my clothes are really clean, even though I have a scratch, and I still see the ketchup stains on your piece of crap washer and dryer that you have. Mount High Appliance, they are the best. Louisville, Littleton, you can find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, the odds are out for who's going to win the NBA title this upcoming year. Where are the Nuggets on that list? How different will those odds change if MPJ gets traded? KCP doesn't come back. That's next.